My name's Jack, and welcome to the weekly roundup called This Week on Premier Skills English. In this week, we've got lots of interesting words and phrases to help you talk about football in English. If you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can also visit the Premier Skills English website at premierskillsenglish.britishcouncil.org, where you'll be able to download the podcast. On the Premier Skills English website, you can read the transcript and join the Premier Skills English community by completing a language task in the comments section. This will really help you remember the new words and phrases from the stories from the Premier League. Today, I'm talking about Arsenal's trip to Newcastle, Nottingham Forest, who hosted West Ham United, and Aston Villa, who took the trip to London to take on Tottenham Hotspur. The words and phrases I'm going to talk about are to build momentum, an upbeat performance, a joy to watch, inevitable, reckless, argy-bargy, and to glance off. Listen out for this vocabulary in the story. But before I get to the story, I want to look at the last football phrase and fiendish football phrase. If you didn't hear them in the last podcast, here's one more chance to guess now. Last time, the football phrase was... This is like a special bed that two medics can carry an injured player on. The player has to lie on the... and one medic holds the head end, and another holds the feet end. The last fiendish football phrase was... This phrase refers to the footballers on a team apart from the goalkeeper. Guardiola told reporters that he only had 13 that were fit enough to play. Congratulations to André Torre from Brazil, Ahmed Abuzaid from Egypt, Lucas from Czechia, Hassan from Turkey, El Khamene from Tanzania. Welcome to Premier Skills English, El Khamene. Congratulations to Leo Fabiano from Brazil and Dennis 2000 from Belarus. You all managed to work out that the football phrase was stretcher and the fiendish football phrase was outfield players. There were a few more predictions last week, but it's really hard for me to get these podcasts out early enough. There's an international break coming up, so that will give everyone a chance to make a prediction. I'll talk about how well we all did after the stories. So keep listening till the end of the podcast for three new predictions, a new football phrase, and a new fiendish football phrase. Now, it's time for the first story. Isak heads Newcastle to glory. Newcastle started the week with plenty of energy, building momentum from an upbeat midweek performance against Chelsea. 12 minutes in, Longstaff knocked the ball wide for Gordon, who crossed the ball with his first touch for Isak, who was running in. Gordon's cross was a beauty and seemed to hang in the air for Isak, who headed the ball past David Raya in the Arsenal goal. For the rest of the match, Newcastle matched Arsenal throughout. The Magpies worked hard to shut down Arsenal's biggest threat, Bukayo Saka, who still managed to develop Arsenal's best chances with some dangerous balls into the box. However, in the end it wasn't enough, and Newcastle held on to their lead and delivered another blow to Arsenal's title chances. Final score? Newcastle United 1, Arsenal 0. The phrases from the story that I want to talk about are to build momentum and an upbeat performance. To build momentum. The word momentum comes from physics, and it's a way to talk about the power that a moving object has that's produced by its mass and velocity. Basically, if something heavy is moving fast, it's going to have lots of power and will be very difficult to stop. To build momentum means to slowly speed up, to slowly gain energy, and is used literally to talk about large vehicles and figuratively to talk about processes. We often use it in sports to describe a team as it gets stronger and starts playing better. This phrase can be used to describe a team during a match or over the course of a campaign. An upbeat performance. The adjective upbeat comes from music and was originally a noun that refers to a light beat that comes before a heavy beat. However, it's more commonly used as an adjective that means happy and positive or optimistic about the future. In sports, if a team delivers an upbeat performance, it means they play in a lively, energetic, and positive way. The team looks like they're enjoying themselves and feel positive about their chances and are excited and enthusiastic. Now it's time for the second story. Forest dominate 10-man West Ham. Forest have been a joy to watch this season and thrilled their fans again on Saturday with an enthralling performance. The home side signalled their intent early on with some quick and clever moves. When Chris Wood headed the ball into the net from Alex Moreno's cross, it seemed inevitable. This was Wood's 8th goal in 10 games. West Ham seemed to be getting frustrated by Forest's positivity, and their attempts to shut the home side down became more and more reckless, leading to Edson Álvarez getting sent off after taking out Anthony Elanga. In the second half, 10-man West Ham didn't stand a chance. Callum Hudson-Odoi doubled Forest's lead with a beautifully placed free kick, and then Ola Aina sealed the win with a stunning strike in the 78th minute. Final score, Nottingham Forest 3, West Ham United 0. The words and phrases from the story that I want to talk about are a joy to watch, inevitable, and reckless. A joy to watch. If something is a joy to watch, it's really enjoyable, usually because it's done really well with great skill, or because the person doing it is so upbeat about it that their positivity makes you happy. There's something very satisfying about watching someone do something really well. There are some YouTube channels of people making things that I really like to put on in the background. Watching a master of a craft is always entertaining, and if they're doing something fun, it's enjoyable. It brings you joy, so you can say it's a joy to watch. Inevitable. If something is inevitable, it is certain to happen and cannot be avoided. It's often used when talking about an event or outcome that people may see coming, even if they try to prevent it. In the Avengers movies, the big villain Thanos describes himself as inevitable, meaning that nobody can stop him. This is one of those strange negative adjectives that doesn't have a positive partner. Its closest antonym is avoidable, but that has its own negative form, unavoidable. Inevitable feels a bit more dramatic than unavoidable, and we use it for more significant events. So you might say, I'm sorry I'm late, I had an appointment earlier that was unavoidable. But you wouldn't use inevitable in this case. However, you could say, after his poor performance and absences from work, it was inevitable that he would be fired. Reckless. I've spoken about this a few times in this podcast, The adjective reckless describes someone who is careless and doesn't think about the risks or possible dangers of their actions. Reckless driving is a criminal offence in the UK. If you drive your car without paying enough attention, then you're being reckless. In football, if a player makes a dangerous tackle, even if they don't actually make contact with another player, it's still reckless. So, a reckless person takes actions without thinking about what might go wrong. Now it's time for the third story. Solanke double secures Spurs win. Tottenham started the match in 10th place in front of a nervous home crowd. Villa went in front in the 32nd minute from a corner kick. There was a lot of argy-bargy in the box in the lead-up to the corner kick. Lucas Dean took the kick well, putting the ball in the middle of the box. The ball glanced off Bentancur's shoulder and was goal-bound, then blocked by Vicario, only to fall for Morgan Rogers, who thumped it over the line. At the start of the second half, Brennan Johnson equalised for Spurs after connecting with a great ball into the box from Sun Heung-min. This goal completely changed the atmosphere at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and it wasn't long before the home side went into the lead. Kulusevski played a clever little through ball for Solanke, who skipped past Villa's back line before scoring with a crisp finish. Solanke scored a second just minutes later, after Spurs surged towards goal. It was a great team effort, and Solanke was perfectly placed to score from close range. In the last seconds of the game, Diego Carlos brought down Solanke on the edge of the area, giving away a free kick for Spurs. Maddison stepped up and fired his 50th Premier League goal into the top right corner. Final score? Tottenham Hotspur 4, Aston Villa 1. The phrases from the story that I want to talk about are argy-bargy and to glance off. Argy-bargy. The term argy-bargy is informal and mostly used in the UK. It means arguing and pushing. When some people get upset with each other and they argue and shout and almost fight, then that's some argy-bargy. You get a lot of argy-bargy at school, where kids get into arguments that are almost fights, and there's perhaps some pushing, but no serious fighting. It's very common in football, when players get wound up with each other and lose their temper without totally losing control. You might hear that there was a bit of an argy-bargy, or a little argy-bargy, or even regular argy-bargy. In the story, I said there was a lot of argy-bargy because there were lots of arguments and some pushing. It's not a serious-sounding way to describe a disagreement, so it's quite common in conversations about sports or when talking about minor disputes or quarrels among friends. To glance off. Normally, a glance is a very quick look. If you glance at something, you look at it for less than a second. If something glances off something, it hits the surface and then bounces off, but very lightly. So, in football, if a striker hits the crossbar and it comes right back at them, then we'd say it bounced back. If it changes direction, say between 30 and 90 degrees, you could say it deflected off the crossbar. And if it hit the crossbar and changed direction by less than 30 degrees, usually only a slight change, then we could say it glanced off. I think it's more common to talk about the ball glancing off a defender than the crossbar, but I hope my description makes sense. There are no real technical definitions of the boundaries between glancing off and a deflection, but if a ball takes a very slight deflection, you can say it glanced off the defender, for example. Today I've spoken about 7 useful words and phrases. The words and phrases were to build momentum, an upbeat performance, a joy to watch, inevitable, reckless, argy-bargy, and to glance off. Listen to the stories one more time to hear this language in context. Isak heads Newcastle to glory. Newcastle started the week with plenty of energy, building momentum from an upbeat midweek performance against Chelsea. 12 minutes in, Longstaff knocked the ball wide for Gordon, who crossed the ball with his first touch for Isak, who was running in. Gordon's cross was a beauty and seemed to hang in the air for Isak, who headed the ball past David Raya in the Arsenal goal. For the rest of the match, Newcastle matched Arsenal throughout. The Magpies worked hard to shut down Arsenal's biggest threat, Bukayo Saka, who still managed to develop Arsenal's best chances with some dangerous balls into the box. However, in the end it wasn't enough, and Newcastle held on to their lead and delivered another blow to Arsenal's title chances. Final score? Newcastle United 1, Arsenal 0. Forest dominate 10-man West Ham. Forest have been a joy to watch this season and thrilled their fans again on Saturday with an enthralling performance. The home side signalled their intent early on with some quick and clever moves. When Chris Wood headed the ball into the net from Alex Moreno's cross, it seemed inevitable. This was Wood's 8th goal in 10 games. West Ham seemed to be getting frustrated by Forest's positivity, and their attempts to shut the home side down became more and more reckless, leading to Edson Alvarez getting sent off after taking out Anthony Elanga. In the second half, 10-man West Ham didn't stand a chance. Callum Hudson-Odoi doubled Forest's lead with a beautifully placed free kick, and then Ola Aina sealed the win with a stunning strike in the 78th minute. Final score? Nottingham Forest 3, West Ham United 0. Solanke double secures Spurs win. Tottenham started the match in 10th place in front of a nervous home crowd. Villa went in front in the 32nd minute from a corner kick. There was a lot of argy-bargy in the box in the lead-up to the corner kick. Lucas Digne took the kick well, putting the ball in the middle of the box. The ball glanced off Benteke's shoulder and was goal-bound, then blocked by Vicario, only to fall for Morgan Rogers, who thumped it over the line. At the start of the second half, Brennan Johnson equalised for Spurs after connecting with a great ball into the box from Sun Heung-min. This goal completely changed the atmosphere at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and it wasn't long before the home side went into the lead. Kulusevski played a clever little through ball for Solanke, who skipped past Villa's back line before scoring with a crisp finish. Solanke scored a second just minutes later, after Spurs surged towards goal. It was a great team effort, and Solanke was perfectly placed to score from close range. In the last seconds of the game, Diego Carlos brought down Solanke on the edge of the area, giving away a free kick for Spurs. Maddison stepped up and fired his 50th Premier League goal into the top right corner. Final score? Tottenham Hotspur 4, Aston Villa 1. Right. Now it's time for you to think about this language again. I've used AI to come up with examples of today's phrases. I've removed the vocabulary from the stories, so I want you to fill in the gaps with the correct forms of the language from the podcast. Number 1. The children's dance was full of energy and smiles. Number 2. There was some between the players after the referee made a controversial decision. Number 3. The project was slow at first, but we're starting to and complete tasks faster. Number 4. Her shot, the defender's leg, changing direction and surprising the goalkeeper. Number 5. Growing older is, but we can choose how we live each day. Number 6. Climbing the mountain alone was, as he didn't have the right equipment. Number 7. Despite the rain, the band delivered an that lifted everyone's spirits. Number 1 and number 7 are quite tricky. I think only one answer can go in each, but I can imagine them causing some problems. Leave your answers to this language challenge in the comments section on the Premier Skills English website. Now it's time to talk about the Premier League predictions. So my first prediction last week was the Newcastle-Arsenal match, and I predicted that Arsenal would win 2-0. Only Hassan and André Torre made predictions for this match, and you both agreed with me, so we were all wrong. It was good to see Newcastle playing so positively, though a disappointing result for an Arsenal fan. My second prediction was about the Forest-West Ham match, and I predicted a Forest victory. And so did Hassan, André Torre and Ahmed Abouzaid, and we were all right. None of us got the exact score, but we were close. My third prediction was for the Spurs-Villa clash, and I thought it was going to be a draw. André Torre thought Villa would win, so we were both wrong. Hassan and Ahmed managed to predict the result, so well done to both of you, but nobody predicted the scoreline. Now I'm going to make 3 new Premier League predictions for 3 of the matches coming up this weekend. I'd like to challenge you to make your own predictions, and we'll see if any of us get them right. Prediction 1. The easiest match for me this weekend is the Liverpool-Aston Villa match. Liverpool are leading the league and are playing really well. And while Villa have had a respectable start to the campaign, I don't think they have the firepower to challenge the Reds. Final score? Liverpool 3, Aston Villa 1. Prediction 2. My second prediction is for the Brighton-Manchester City match. City are expected to bounce back after a series of losses. But I think Brighton will make the most of their home advantage and shut them out. Final score, Brighton and Hove Albion 0, Manchester City 0. Prediction 3. This last prediction is the hardest. I'm not going to make an Arsenal prediction every week, but with the return of Martin Ødegaard at Arsenal, I think we're going to see the Gunners getting back into the swing of things. Chelsea at home are also an exciting team to watch, so I think that both teams will fancy their chances and will see upbeat performances. Final score, Chelsea 2, Arsenal 3. What do you think? Leave your predictions for the 3 matches and let's see whose predictions are the best. Now it's time for this week's football phrases. For those of you who like hunting for the sources of these phrases, today I've extracted them from an article on the Premier League website about the performances of Premier League teams in the Champions League. This week's football phrase is, this is another way of describing the results, that is, how many goals each team have. You can talk about this during the match, and you can talk about the final. This week's fiendish football phrase is, this is a funny phrase, is a type of shelter that is recessed into the ground or into a hillside. I think that in the past, the team's manager and other coaches, would watch the match from these little holes. Now the phrase is used to say who the manager of a team is. In the article, it talks about Manchester United's performance against City in the past, when both teams had different managers in the dugouts. If you know either of the answers, be sure to leave them in a comment on the page for this podcast on Premier Skills English. Before I finish, I'm going to go through the answers to last week's language challenge. Number 1. The movie had relentless action, with one thrilling scene after another. Number 2. Without enough firepower, the team struggled to create scoring chances in the match. Number 3. The young footballer shows promise. He could become one of the best players in a few years. Number 4. It was a cagey affair at first, as each side was waiting for the other to make a mistake. Number 5. Their coach praised the textbook corner kick routine, saying it was exactly how they practiced. Number 6. If you keep practicing English every day, it will yield results and you'll get better quickly. Number 7. He took his family's support for granted until he moved away and realised how much they helped him. Number 8. The new player made an impact right away, scoring in his first match. Number 9. The team's strong start in the match showed they meant business and wanted to win. Number 10. When offered the job, she accepted without hesitation, because it was her dream role. Number 11. She tried baking a cake, but made a mess of it, and it didn't taste good. Number 12. As soon as the whistle blew, the players surged forwards to attack. And that's all I have time for today. Before I finish, I just wanted to say that I hope you found this podcast useful, and I hope everyone stays fit and healthy and safe. Bye for now, and enjoy your football.